It's been a while since we've heard what DVDs have been released to the market with audio description. And if recent history is anything to go by, there'll be plenty of new titles out there for us to enjoy. Hallie Woodford from Media Access Australia is joining us today to bring us up to speed on the latest releases. Welcome, Hallie.
Hi, Roberta. Thank you.
Now, am I right then in guessing that there are a lot of titles to get through today?
Yeah, you've guessed right. I know my list to go through have grown over the time, and today's list is no exception. So we might dive right in with, I guess it's the blockbusters, or maybe even I'll call them my top four. We've got It's Complicated, and that's a comedy that stars Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep. We've got Twilight, New Moon, and that's the second installment in the vampire series that seems to have taken the teenage world by storm. There's an Australian film, Mao's Last Dancer, and that's the international journey to stardom of one of the Australian ballet's premier dancers. And the futuristic Avatar, and that was a box office record breaker for James Cameron.
Sounds wonderful. Mm. I've seen It's Complicated, and it is a good movie.
Is it good? I haven't seen that one.
Yes, it is. It is a good movie. A very funny part. Silly, but funny. And sometimes you just need something just to sort of to let it go over your head and enjoy it.
Exactly, yeah. I agree with you.
And what was the second one you mentioned?
The second one was Twilight, New Moon.
Well, I think that will be a popular one.
Because, very popular. Yeah. It was very popular in the cinemas. Yeah. I guess the DVD is going to be a big blockbuster too.
I'd say so. Well, they're the blockbusters, Ali, for the moment. So are the kids well catered for in the new release shelves this month?
Usually they do pretty well, but the titles are skewed more towards the M and MA ratings this time round. But we do have three true kids titles this time. We've got Where the Wild Things Are, and that's an adaptation of the classic children's story. And there's also another adaptation from a kid's book called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And that's where food falls from the sky like rain.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is one called Shorts, and it's about a rainbow-coloured stone that can give you all you can wish for.
I think that sounds good.
Hmm.
I think it would be a good one to audio describe as well.
Yeah.
Now, moving into the realms of grown-ups, what rounds out the list?
Well, let's just go from the top. We've got quite a few to get through.
Okay.
We've got some comedies in All About Steve, Miss March, Did You Hear About the Morgans?
I saw that one as well. Great movie.
I saw that one. Yeah. I'd love to see this next one, Up in the Air, because, ladies, that's George Clooney's latest.
I have seen that twice.
Oh, twice. Well, there you go. we've got Motherhood and a bit of a black comedy in The Brothers Bloom. And the last one is The Informant for the comedies. In the drama category, we have 50 Dead Men Walking, The Lovely Bones, Bad Lieutenant, Amelia, and that's a biopic about Amelia Earhart. And I've seen that. That's quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Action films, Surrogates, and another action film, Sherlock Holmes, which was quite a big hit as well. These two I would call horror/comedy films.
Mm.
They are Jennifer's Body and Zombieland.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And for straight-out horror, there's Blood Creek. The science fiction fans might want to check out 2012, and there's a science fiction thriller in The Fourth Kind. And the last one is a romantic comedy called Adam.
Oh, just Adam.
Just Adam.
Oh, that sounds good too. Well, there's a lot there, Ali. Is the percentage of new release titles with AD still rising then?
It is. That's 29%, so that's the highest I've ever recorded. I do think, though, we're going to get to a level soon where it will begin to plateau for a while,
uh-huh.
as the major distributors are all doing audio description now for the majority of their theatrical releases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the ones that have come, they've been on in the cinema and they get then released to DVD as opposed to something that just is made and then just put out straight to DVD. So it's pretty much an area where we've done the distributor education and it's worked. We've very quickly gone from that 1-2% mark that I was talking about a couple of years ago up to the now high 20%. So we do have to be prepared for a plateau and start looking at other avenues to get the level to continue.
Well, maybe next time we can talk about that. So we're definitely in the midst of a growth period for audio description on DVD. And as exciting as it is, we may not be far off a plateau in that growth. Only time will tell, I guess. Now, if you have any questions about audio description on DVD, they can be directed to Ali or her colleagues at Media Access at info@mediaaccess.org.au or by phoning 02921 26242. Thank you, Ali, for all of that today.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and you can find the answer to all those things we've been talking about at www.audiodescription.com.au. and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.